Well, praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
As we mentioned, this is Amos's last Sunday, at least for a season, with us.
Y como mencionábamos, por una temporada, este es el último domingo que tenemos a Amos aquí con nosotros.
As I mentioned, it's come into his heart to move to Texas, at least to stay with his grandparents initially.
Dios puso en su corazón de moverse a Texas y inicialmente se va a quedar con sus abuelos ahí en Texas.
And so I don't want to take away from what he's going to say.
No quiero quitar de lo que él va a compartir.
But we're going to let Amos come up and share his heart with us this morning.
Vamos a darle la bienvenida para que él comparte su corazón con nosotros.
And so go ahead and come up, Amos, and share with us your heart.
Hello, everyone.
Hola a todos.
It's nice to be here today and be in church today.
Es bendición estar aquí en la iglesia hoy.
It's always nice to know that we share a belief in Jesus.
Es siempre alegría conocer que compartimos nuestra fe en Cristo.
And I'm grateful that don't have to worry about persecution or anything like that. Big blessing.
Somos bendecidos que no tenemos que preocuparnos de la persecución nosotros.
I had a teacher in college.
Yo tuve un profesor en el colegio.
And she's, say, 70s around there.
Ella quizás está en sus 70s.
My parents met them, so I was kind of, maybe they knew, but.
Mis padres pudieron conocerla a ella.
But anyway, she was the gym teacher.
Ella era profesor y ayudaba la clase de gym.
And she'd pray.
Ella oraba.
And after that, she'd say, if no one told you today that they love you.
Y ella siempre decía, si nadie te ha dicho hoy que te aman.
She'd go like this, she says, I love you.
Ella decía in sign language, yo te amo.
And in the same way, I love you guys mean a lot to me and my parents.
Y de esta manera, yo quiero decir que yo les amo y son de grande bendición a mí y mi familia.
But I'm grateful for the technology. We were learning about the technology.
Estábamos aprendiendo de la tecnología.
I have some coworkers tuning in, so that's a big blessing on my end.
Yo tengo colaboradores que están viendo en línea.
And so, anyways, before I begin, I'd like to pray.
Antes de empezar, quiero orar.
Heavenly Father who art in heaven, please don't let me speak, but you speak through me. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to speak, and just help them to receive my word and to get something from what I've prepared. And so thank you for this opportunity, and I ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Recently,
recientemente,
I have noticed that there are many views of Jesus.
Me he fijado que la gente tiene diferentes como ellos ven a Jesucristo.
And I've noticed that a lot of people, like a lot of religions, have Jesus in it.
Muchas religiones tienen a Jesucristo en su religión.
And I've noticed a lot of those views of Jesus are false.
Pero muchos de las enseñanzas de Jesucristo son falsos.
And it's been hitting me, you know, Jesus is the Son of God.
Y Jesucristo es el Hijo de Dios.
But he is also fully human.
Y también fue humano.
And it's really hit me like, wow, like I'm talking to the Son of God, Jesus. It's really been a big deal to me.
Y es increíble pensar, wow, yo puedo hablar con el Hijo de Dios.
And it's important to know who Jesus is.
Es muy importante conocer quién es Jesucristo.
In the world today, there are many religions, many different views, many beliefs.
En el mundo hoy hay muchas diferentes religiones con diferentes creencias y diferentes maneras de practicar.
And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, all religions lead to heaven.
Mucha gente puede decir, pero todas las religiones me van a dirigir al cielo.
But the one way to heaven is Jesus.
Pero el único camino al cielo es por medio de Jesucristo.
I'm going to steal the... But how many of you, when you guys are driving, I'm going to move to the side a little bit.
¿Cuántos de ustedes en viajar en su carro?
You'll see this bumper sticker.
¿Han visto esto en carros?
It's the coexist.
En el bumper del carro.
All the religions, you know, we're all, you know, There's the Muslim, you know, there's the Star of David, the yin, the yang, the cross. It's pretty much saying all religions are the same.
Y este bumper sticker enseña que todas las religiones son de la misma cosa, los musulmanes, los cristianos, los diferentes yeah. religiones del mundo.
And I do believe that we should coexist as neighbors, love each other, you know.
Yo sí creo que como vecinos, como gente, debemos de vivir de buena manera con la gente.
But there's one big difference between all the religions.
Pero hay una grande diferencia en medio de todas las diferentes religiones.
And it's Jesus.
Y es Jesucristo.
So if you guys could turn to Matthew 16, I'm going to be reading from verses 13 to 20.
Si pueden ir en su Biblia a Mateo 16, yo voy a leer versículos 13 a 20.
I really like this portion of scripture because it's personal and also it's expresses who Jesus is.
Me encanta esta porción de escritura porque expresa quién es Jesucristo.
So I'm going to read starting, so it's Matthew 16, 13 through 20.
Él lo va a leer en inglés, si usted quiere leer en español, en Mateo 16, versículos 13 a 20.
So, I'm going to start. So it says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others still, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said, what about you? Who do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this is not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Wherever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. So what I just read is very important because a lot of people say Jesus is a prophet.
El porción de escritura que leí es muy importante. Mucha gente cree que Jesucristo solo fue una profeta.
On social media, I was scrolling through and I saw this interview.
En el media social, yo vi una entrevista.
And it was a Muslim saying, yes, we believe in Jesus.
Y el hombre era musulmán. Y él dijo, sí, yo creo en Jesús.
But he wasn't the son of God, he was a prophet.
Pero él declaró, pero él no fue hijo de Dios, él solo fue un profeta.
And in the Quran, I was doing some research, they have Jesus mentioned about 25 times.
Y en su libro de los musulmanes, ellos mencionan a Jesucristo 25 veces.
But he wasn't just a prophet, he's the son of God.
Él no solo fue profeta, él es hijo de Dios.
I really find this portion of scripture that I just read interesting.
Yo creo que esta porción de escritura que leímos es muy interesante.
Because it's nice to know that Jesus revealed himself to us, you know, as a body.
Porque you know? Jesucristo se reveló a nosotros.
Sometimes there's a hardness of heart, even like you know, you see people and they're like, I don't want Jesus.
A veces el corazón se puede ser duro y la gente puede declarar, yo no necesito a Jesucristo.
But Jesus has revealed himself to us through the Bible.
Pero por medio de la Biblia, Jesucristo se ha revelado a nosotros.
And through who he is.
Y nos ha revelado quién es.
I would like to, if you guys could turn to John 6, 68 through 69.
Ahora vayan su Biblia a Juan 6, versículos 68 y 69.
In Bible college, I learned the importance of context.
En la escuela, yo aprendí la importancia del contexto.
So before, Jesus is talking to the disciples.
Entonces aquí, Jesucristo estaba hablando a los discípulos.
And long story short, he says, I am the bread of life.
Y él declaró, yo soy el pan de la vida.
And the people were confused, and long story short, they all left.
Y la gente se puso en confusión y dejaron a Jesucristo.
Because they wanted real food. They were following Jesus for what he could give them, not for who he was.
Porque ellos estaban siguiendo a Jesucristo y querían comida real, no conociendo lo que estaba diciendo él.
And so Jesus asked them, are you going to join them too?
Y Jesucristo le preguntó, ¿ustedes también van a irse?
And in verse 68, Simon Peter answered, so this is John 6, 68 through 69.
Entonces en Juan 6, 68 y 69.
And Peter responded, he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
Pedro le respondió, pero ¿a quién iremos? Tú tienes palabras de vida y nosotros hemos creído y conocido que tú eres el Cristo, el Hijo del Dios viviente.
And I really like that because no one else has the words of eternal life except Jesus.
Y me gusta leer esto porque nadie más tiene palabras de vida, solo Jesucristo.
It's just really neat to see that Jesus is God, you know?
Es increíble conocer que Jesús es Dios.
Well, I was supposed to show this picture while I was reading, but you see Jesus talking to disciples.
Aquí vemos una foto de Jesucristo hablando con los discípulos.
Well, this is another picture, actually talking about technology.
En hablar acerca de la tecnología.
I got this picture from an AI, you can type. So I said, draw me a picture of Jesus with followers.
Él le pidió a la inteligencia artificial AI, enséñame una foto de Jesucristo con sus creyentes.
And I like it. I don't know if you can see, but it has like old people, young people, all that stuff.
Y me gusta esta foto porque enseña gente de cualquier edad, jóvenes y ancianos igual.
But I just thought that was really neat. I just had to point that out, you know.
Y quería enseñar que de todo edad le sigue.
I have many Mormon friends too. As you know, they're all around us in the valley.
Personalmente, yo tengo amigos que son mormones y en el valle hay muchos.
And I was wanting to see, you know, if I could find something that shows that the Jesus they serve isn't the Jesus we serve.
Yo quería hacer comparación en su creencia de Jesucristo, que no es el mismo Jesucristo que nosotros creemos.
And they were a little sneaky in their wording, but I found something that I wanted to point out.
En su palabra, en su libro, es un poco curioso, pero aprendí algo.
I can send you the website if you're interested. It's on their website.
Y estas palabras se encuentran en su sitio de página de web.
And so this is from it. It says, this is an excerpt from the address Harvard Divinity School, March 2001. So it's just showing you where it was from.
Y aquí enseña de dónde viene, de una escuela de divinidad.
And so you can read the whole thing, but I wanted to point out something. It says, we believe Jesus is the Son of God, the Father, and as such, inherited powers of Godhood and divinity from his Father.
En su creencia, yo quería anotar que ellos dicen que creen que Jesús es el Hijo de Dios el Padre, pero que él era heredor del poder.
So, does anyone see the issue with that statement?
¿Pueden ver lo que es falso aquí en esta declaración?
It says he inherited.
Esa palabra en verde.
So what does that mean, that Jesus wasn't the Son of God, but he was God, but inherited it? But what I'm trying to say is that Jesus is God, and he's equal with the Father. So I just found that very interesting how in, whether it be the Muslim, or just go ahead.
Okay, no, it's okay. En la enseñanza de los mormones, yo quería notar que aunque declaran que creen en el mismo Jesucristo, no es verdad porque dicen que Jesucristo era heredor del poder del Padre, pero yo declaro que Jesús es Dios.
And another thing, while I was at college, one of my favorite things to learn about in class.
Durante mi tiempo en colegio, una de las cosas favoritas que yo apreciaba aprender
was the different heresies in the church.
Eras conociendo las diferentes errores en creencias.
And So the first heresy that always caught my attention was called Arianism.
Una cosa que tomó mi atención, lo que se llama arianismo.
And they believed that Jesus was a created being and denied that he was God and human.
Ellos pensaban que Jesús fue creado.
So on the picture, this is a picture in one of the early churches, and it was showing Arianism in a painting.
Y aquí en este, lo que está pintado, enseña lo que creen en el arianismo.
And it pretty much shows like God, the Trinity, over Jesus, and they're baptizing him. So that's Jesus, and they're baptizing him, giving him power.
Están enseñando la Trinidad, pero enseñando que le dieron poder a Jesús, no que él ya es Dios.
And so, basically, Jesus was human, given power to be God.
Ellos tienen la creencia que Jesús fue humano y se le dio el poder para ser Dios.
Another heresy during the early church.
Otro gran error durante los tempranos años de la iglesia.
Was called docetism.
Se llama el docetismo.
It pretty much says that Jesus seemed to have a body, but he wasn't human. So like it was kind of like an illusion. Jesus looked like a human, but he wasn't.
Ellos pensaban que aparecía que Jesús tenía un cuerpo, pero solo era apariencia, no era verdad, no tenía real cuerpo.
And so, like, you kind of see, I don't know if it's kind of hard to see, but it looks like it's just Jesus isn't there, it's just an illusion.
Entonces querían enseñar que era ilusión, no era real.
But, so, why am I saying all this stuff?
¿Y por qué quiero compartir todo esto?
It's because it really hit me the other day. Jesus is the Son of God.
Porque me tocó esa revelación que Jesús en verdad es Dios.
He's not, you know, part God. Like, he's fully God, the Son of God.
Él es completamente Dios, no solo parte Dios.
And it's confusing, but also he was human too, 100% human. So.
Y aunque puede ser puede traer confusión, la verdad es que era 100% humano y completamente Dios.
I came across a quote.
Yo leí un dicho.
And it says, it says, why do bad things happen to good people?
Y la pregunta era, ¿por qué cosas malas pasan a buenas personas?
And it says, that only happened once, and he volunteered.
la respuesta era, eso solo pasó una vez, y él lo hizo voluntariamente.
Jesus didn't have to come and come down to earth.
Jesús no tuvo que venir a la tierra.
He could have had the whole Old Testament sacrificial system still in place today.
Él pudiera hacer que en el Antiguo Testamento el sistema de dar sacrificio siguiera hasta hoy.
But he came to set the captives free.
Pero Jesús escogió venir para liberar a los esclavos.
In Hebrews 4:15.
En Hebreos 4:15.
One of my favorite books in the Old Testament is Hebrews.
Uno de mis favoritos libros del Nuevo Testamento es el libro de Hebreos.
And so it's Hebrews 10:14, and it reads...
Wait, 4:14?
10:14.
Oh, okay. Hebreos 10:15.
And it reads, for by a single offering he has perfected for all the time those who are being sanctified.
Es Hebreos 10:14. Y así, con una sola ofrenda, hizo perfectos para siempre a los santificados.
So, once Jesus died,
entonces, cuando Cristo murió,
he died for our sins.
Él murió por todo pecado.
And we are made perfected in through Jesus.
Y por medio de Jesucristo, somos hechos santificados, perfectos.
But another thing is, Jesus didn't just die.
Y la otra cosa es, él no solo murió.
He rose from the dead.
Él resucitó de la muerte.
And that's something too, you know, all the other religions, they're prophets and everyone is dead.
Y esto es muy importante porque en otras religiones los profetas, los líderes se quedaron muertos.
And it's just really neat to say that Jesus is alive and well.
You know, y es algo increíble. He conquered the grave. Poder decir que Jesucristo venció la muerte.
I just wanted to share with you guys that Jesus is the Son of God and he's coming again soon.
Yo quería compartir las buenas nuevas que Jesucristo en verdad es Dios y Jesucristo viene muy pronto otra vez.
Jesus didn't have to come down on earth.
Aunque Jesucristo no tuvo que venir aquí a la tierra.
But he volunteered.
Él lo hizo voluntariamente.
To forgive us of our sins.
Para perdonarnos de todo pecado.
And even to make us to where we can talk to God.
Y para hacer la manera que podemos hablar con Dios.
Once Jesus died, the veil was torn.
Cuando Jesucristo murió, la cortina se rompió en medio.
We don't have to work to get God's approval.
Y no somos salvos por hacer buenas obras.
Through God, you know, we're approved through Jesus.
Por medio de Jesucristo, somos aceptados en los ojos de Dios.
I don't know. I guess for me, like I said, Jesus will return.
Y como dice aquí, Jesucristo va a venir otra vez.
And it's really exciting to know that, you know, we have a Savior who is alive and who was fully God and fully human and who came down to help us out.
Es algo increíble que debemos apreciar, conocer, que tenemos a un Salvador que está vivo, un Salvador que va a regresar. Y aunque Él no tuvo que venir, Él vino para nosotros.
And so I just wanted to share with you guys my heart that, you know, we have a God who's alive.
Yo quería compartir de mi corazón la verdad que tenemos un Dios viviente.
And yeah, I just wanted to share, like I said, I kind of been saying a lot, but Jesus is the Son of God, you know. It's really mind-boggling, but it's a blessing to know that he is Son of God.
Es algo increíble tener este pensamiento, pero es verdad que Jesucristo es el es Dios.
Because who are we that, you know, God would sacrifice his son for us?
¿Quiénes somos nosotros que Dios nos dio el sacrificio de su hijo para nosotros?
And so before I close, I just wanted to say thank you for letting me share.
Antes de cerrar, yo quiero dar gracias por permitirme compartir este mensaje.
And like my parents said, I'm going to be taking off tomorrow to Texas.
Como dijo mi papá, yo voy a viajar a Texas mañana. So
keep me in prayers, you know. I'm going to be with my grandparents.
Guárdame en sus oraciones. Yo voy a ir a vivir con mis abuelos allí.
But I definitely will be miss church and everyone and miss, you know, the valley.
Por cierto, les voy a echar mucho menos a todos ustedes.
But I just wanted to share that with you guys, you know, that we have a Savior who's alive and well.
Quiero recordarles y compartir, tenemos un Salvador quien es vivo hoy.
And so God bless you guys, and it's a blessing to be up here. I hope it made sense.
Dios les bendiga a todos ustedes. Es de bendición estar aquí compartiendo esto. Yo es mi deseo que fue de bendición a ustedes.
And so God bless you guys, and have a good rest of your day.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
Amen. Before Amos sits down, let's pray for him. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would order and direct his every step. Lord, he's your child, Lord, and you know, Lord God, the plans that you have for him. We pray that you would order and direct his steps for your glory, for your honor, in all that he sets his hand to do, that, Lord, you would direct him as he seeks your face, that you would be faithful to order his steps, Lord, in Texas, Lord, wherever you lead him. Lord, even if it's one day back to this valley, that, Lord, you would be faithful to show him your way. And so bless him, Lord, direct him, protect him, open doors that no man can shut. We also pray that, Lord, if it's not your will, you would close the doors and let it not be opened in any way, that you would order his steps. And so bless Amos. Lord, we pray that you would put your hand upon him and direct him. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So thank you, Amos, for sharing your heart with us. Give him a round of applause there.